Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
This team should have figured out how to win last year to where you don't have to do this again. And like, yeah. you don't have to go back to being the six games under 500 team that has to fight and claw and get back. Like, I think people would be handling this stretch better if they just started the season and they were, instead of being six games under, they were like two games over.
I totally agree
with
you.
They're just like, you know, playing 500-ish baseball, and then they get hot.
Yep.
You know, and then they get way over. And then a 15-15 stretch isn't the end of the world, but it looks like the end of the world because the start of the season was so bad.
Yeah. And again, to the point, we can't spend all this time going into this stretch saying, look at all these easy teams, look at all these home games, this is the time. And then when they don't capitalize on that, it'd be hypocritical to that was an opportunity that was missed.
This is supposed to be the extent time. And the frustrating part about it too is like, so you're wasting your opportunity now in August where you have more of a cupcake schedule. It's not over yet. Like after the Giants, it eases up again.
Yeah, they're still, yeah.
But then it comes down to, okay, so how can I trust you in that 7 out of 10 game stretch against the Mets to end the season? Because you know the Mets are going to want to play spoiler at that point.
And the Mets have played decent baseball since,
well, except,
you know,
Alonso's throwing away a poor
dude,
kid.
Dude, how hilarious was that? Like, all his excuses, whatever, he clearly knew what he was doing. That was clearly on purpose in the moment. He was clearly being a you-know-what, a Richard, let's say. Like, what a loser. Like, what a loser launching that ball into that, like...
He didn't just toss it.
Well, that's what I mean. He launched it. Like, that was a statement. Like, that was not a, like, he knew what he was doing. I don't care what he says. That was clearly him being a little baby because he was upset about the game, whatever, in the moment. Like, totally.
But, yeah, so it's like, how much can I trust them against those kind of cupcake teams?
Sure.
Like, the Cardinals, the Mets, like, those teams when you're doing this right now. And it's just like, again, there's a part of me that's hoping, like, last night, it's just that's a big spectacle, and like that's having to be down in a comeback win on Saturday and then get on a plane and fly up, like, we can excuse it away all you want.
Well, and then spend the whole day doing things that are not what you normally do before a baseball game. Like, look, it's not an excuse, but they did spend the whole day, like, talking on the air, meeting with all these kids, watching kids play, like, all that stuff. It's not like you're, like, prepping for the game like you normally are, you know? It is what it is.
And I hope, my hope is that they're looking at they were looking ahead a little bit. Of like what this
biggest
next
series of the season.
Like, this is the time. Like, you want to. There's a little bit of the fan base is obviously worried every single time they lose that they're going to collapse. Go out and just freaking smoke the Giants. Like, just go out and show the team that you can be. And I think it'll give a ton of people like a bit of like, okay, they're. It was a bad series against Washington. Bad series happened. Like, you can. They fell on their face a little bit. Whatever. Turn it on this week, like, and show that there is that chance that they can flip the switch, because that's what we're kind of banking on. I mean, all we're banking on the Phillies right now is, like, just let them get in and they'll figure it out, which is a faulty strategy because it's, like, it's harder to flip a switch in baseball.
Yeah, it is.
But if you want to, if you're in that portion of the fan base, then freaking just, it's a home series against the Giants. It's the biggest regular season series of the season. The crowd, I think, is going to be really, really good. It's going to have a playoff atmosphere. Like, freaking just go and flip it and look like the team that you can be, that you haven't been for the last month. And I think that would just ease so much of the tension to where if we do get into the final 2 weeks of the season and it's like, okay, they're still there. They're still the number one wild card, but they're not. They haven't put it away yet. Then they can put it away and ride this whole thing out.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
But it starts tonight, and it starts with the guy on the mound. And it's like, Aaron, you have a chance to rewrite your entire season if you just go on a run. And the frustrating part about his last start is he looks like the confidence is just zapped from him. Like, he just looks like he's more, aiming it up there rather than throwing it. Tonight, just go out tension-free and just go be Aaron freaking Nola. Because what he's doing right now is he's not even giving you the length that he used to give you.
I know the last, three, four starts, he hasn't gone more than five.
What he used to do, at least at the beginning of the year, was like, yeah, he'll have four, but it'd still go seven.
It'd go seven, exactly. He'll settle in and be fine. He'll have one bad inning.
Like, it's go time. And I think it's perfectly fine to not have confidence in him, but he also has the ability to do it. So just it's enough of the nonsense. Enough with the 4-5 ERA. Like, get it down to four by the end of the year. Can I ask for that? Can I get it to four?
It's not just his season. I mean, like, this guy, like, this is a contract push right now. I mean, he has lost himself money with the way he's pitched
totally,
this year.
Totally.
And he has a chance if he can pitch like the Aaron Nola of old down the stretch, starting tonight. Through into the playoffs, like, he can not only change how we feel about him and get back to where, you know, we appreciate what he is, because you're right, everyone in this city is down on him. Like, everybody is down on him. So not only that, he can make himself money. Like, he has an opportunity now over the last 6 weeks here or whatever to actually increase the amount of money that he will make this offseason. Like, this is such a massively important stretch. Don't tell him that. But it's a massively important stretch for him.
Because I think he's lost $70 million.
I think so.
I think he's lost $70 million. Like, I think he was gonna get 580.
So I think he's lost like $50 million. I think he was gonna get 5160, and I think he's more like 110, 100. So I think he's lost 50 to 60. Either way, whatever number it is, like, he has lost in the 40 to 50 to 60 plus million range.
Yeah. And if it sounds like I'm begging, it's because I am. Like, I am 100% in beg mode. Like, just please, enough with the freaking, like, oh my God, the 27 homers and the hanging of the curveball that just gets destroyed.
Crushed.
And, like, every single game time it gets tight, there's more runs. Like, just, I'm begging, okay? Like, I'm just begging. go out and shove and just end the year on a high note. And if you want to go get paid elsewhere,
cool.
go get paid
yeah.
elsewhere. But it's just, you can't, it's hard to dream on the World Series with the starting staff the way that it is right now. And if he can just get on a roll and you have Wheeler and Nola and whoever after that, just makes everything so much easier. So I'm begging, Aaron. I'm begging. Like, I still, there's a part of me that still believes in you. I still believe in you. I think you still got something in there. Show me. Please. Like, just show me. I want to believe. I want to be pro Aaron Nola. I want to say big game Knowles. I want to bring up Houston last year and St. Louis last year and the kind of big game run. Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, well said.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think you nailed it. With
Thank
that
you.
One. Look, I mean, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. It's
obviously,
good.
It's,
yeah, it's good.
Very impassioned. Really, I think you hit on something
well,
that
just,
no one's really thinking about.
No one's thinking about Aaron Nola and turning it around. It's just enough. Like, it's just enough. Enough with the season you had. I'm sick and tired of it.
I could tell. As you should be. But in all honesty, like
no.
Yeah.
No. What do you think's gonna happen tonight?
I think he's gonna stink.
I think he's gonna stink.
4 runs, 6 innings, best case scenario.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I know. And then you know what the lead on the WIP tomorrow is?
It's gonna be Nola. Yeah.
It's gonna be can you give them the ball in the wild card
series? Yeah. And then we'll get calls and it'll be show.
It doesn't have to be this way. Please.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.